Lucy with all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.
Hey, Triple Emmers. Good friend Dave Grohl here.
We celebrated Dave Grohl's birthday this week by looking back at his top five MMM moments here at Triple M. From his love for Aussie rock to the best story ever told to Jane Kennedy. You can catch up on it all at the Triple M website now.
This is Angus Young.
And Brian Johnson of SADC.
Have you seen the new music video from AC/DC yet? It was made from five different locations with the band members sprinkled all over the world. You couldn't tell though, this clip was stitched together brilliantly, and you can watch it on the Triple M website now. The music industry is grieving following the shock passing of music manager Chris Murphy. He was best known for being a key player in the success of INXS and more recently working with alt country three-piece The Buckleys. He has been remembered as a great mate who was passionate about upcomers in the music industry. Murphy passed away on the weekend following a short battle with cancer. You can read more about his brilliant career and check out our tribute to Chris Murphy on the Triple M website now. Music producer Phil Spector also passed away this week due to complications from coronavirus. He was also a convicted murderer and spent the last two decades in jail. Although he worked with the Beatles, the Ramones, Tina Turner and heaps more, he was a dirtbag, so that's enough on him.
Hey, this is Taylor Hawkins from the Foo Fighters.
The Foo Fighters have dropped another new single from their highly anticipated 10th studio album, Medicine at Midnight, that's out next month. The latest release, Waiting on a Wall, is a dedication to Dave Grohl's daughter and future generations, and a hope for a better world.
This song is dedicated to my daughter, Harper, who deserves a future just as every child does.
You can hear Dave talk about Waiting on a War on the Triple M app and catch the official video on the Foo Fighters website now. Triple M's biggest gig on your radio, Concert in the Clouds, has finished for another year. But you can still catch up on the best behind-the-scenes bits from the world's biggest acts on the Concert in the Clouds playlist. You can catch up at triplem.com.au. Live music is slowly making its return, and it's our mates in Victoria who have been hit the hardest. But Mushroom Music are about to fix that with their new concert series, 2021 Sounds Better Together. The concert series that kicks off this weekend sees a bunch of Aussie music legends from Jimmy Barnes, the Teskey Brothers, James Rain, Daryl Braithwaite, and heaps more play some of the most beautiful locations around the state. Whether you're checking out a gig in your own backyard or using this as the perfect excuse for a road trip, there's something for everyone. You can check out the full lineup and ticket details on the Triple M website. Speaking of live music, New Zealand rock band Sheehad are making their return to Australia with two intimate gigs in Vic, and we're expecting more dates to be announced around the country. The band's frontman, John Toogood, joined Triple M Sarah Marie this week to announce the news, and you know how they covered that Split Enz hit, I Got You? Well, it got them in the mood for a new album.
We were planning on using Adam Spark, the guy from Birds of Tokyo, who's been a Sheehad fan for a while, since I think he saw us at the Big Day Out when he was a kid, and he always liked our band. We sort of were like, wow, that band's really cool. I wonder if he's into producing a record. When I get back to Australia, we're going straight into recording the new Sheehad album. But we were using the I Got You cover as just a way to check out how Adam works. And man, he smashed it out of the park. It's like, it's just such a big sound, and he's such a good dude. And he's a really talented songwriter in his own right. And as you know from all the Birds of Tokyo stuff, he's a pretty talented dude.
Yeah.
But it worked better than what I thought it was going to be good, but it was way better than what I actually thought it was going to be. So, yeah.
You can listen to the full interview with John Toogood from Sheehad on the Triple M app now.
This is Nikki Six from Motley Crue.
Motley Crue's founding member and bass player Nikki Six has announced he's working on a new book. From working on the dirt with his bandmates, to the Heroin Diaries, and contributing to over five other popular rock books, Nikki Six has assured us this is not along the same lines, and we're not going to get any of that Motley Crue vibe that we've got before. He's delivering us something completely different. Fans are speculating he'll be releasing a children's book. Find us on Instagram at Triple M Rock and tell us what you think. To stay up to date with the latest, subscribe on the Triple M app now. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.